This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Israeli and Palestinian leaders are holding a summit today. The meeting between Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is taking place at Sharon's residence in Jerusalem, a city at the center of so many disputes over the Holy Land. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem and covering this story. And Linda, as you walk through the streets of this ancient city, what, if anything, are people saying about this meeting between Sharon and Abbas?
Well, one of the interesting things is that neither Israelis nor Palestinians seem very hopeful that it's going to produce anything concrete. There's not really a lot of talk either in West Jerusalem, where the meeting is taking place, or in East Jerusalem, where, you know, the Palestinian section. And there's not really any interest. You know, it's being talked about and people are saying, oh, well, it's just another meeting. Now, it is the first meeting in 4 months. The Palestinians had wanted it to be held in Cairo. The last meeting was held in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, and the Palestinians felt that sort of under Egyptian auspices is what they preferred, and Israel insisted on it being in Jerusalem.
You say that the people aren't holding out great expectations. Is there as much of a yearning for some kind of solution as has been described in the past?
I think there is a real yearning for a solution, but there is a lot of skepticism on each side that the other side is really ready to do what it takes. On the Israeli side, they say, in fact, that in the past 2 days, there was an Israeli soldier killed in Gaza, a Jewish settler killed in the West Bank, a Palestinian woman stopped at the border between Israel and Gaza with explosives under her clothes, who was on her way to a suicide bombing. There was also a 17-year-old unarmed Palestinian killed by Israeli troops in Gaza. So there's been an increase in violence. There are daily rocket and mortar attacks on Jewish settlements in Gaza and on southern Israel by Palestinians. So Israelis say that, you know, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas may say the right words about terrorism, but that he hasn't really done anything to make it happen. Palestinians, for their part, say that Israel promised all kinds of goodwill gestures, removing roadblocks, making travel easier. And while a few roadblocks have been removed, they say that, you know, nothing has really changed for them. So there's a lot of skepticism and suspicion by each side on the other side about whether anything is really going to change.
Okay, so this is the circumstance in which Sharon and Abbas are meeting in Jerusalem. One item that will be on the agenda is Israel's plan to withdraw from the Gaza Strip, to pull out settlements there. What remains to be worked out on that?
Well, there's still a lot of things that remain to be worked out. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was here on Sunday. She met with both sides, and she announced that there had been an agreement on what will be done with the Jewish settlers' houses after Israel pulls out. She said that Israel and the Palestinians had agreed on a plan to demolish the houses and for the Palestinians then to take away the rubble and then to be able to build high-rise housing that's more appropriate for the real overcrowding in Gaza. And we may get some more details on that.
The Israelis have also been pushing Abbas to crack down harder on militant groups like Islamic Jihad. Can Abbas do more than he's already done?
Well, the Israelis say he can. They say he can arrest people, put them in jail, and send a strong message. Palestinians, as officials say, they prefer to try to co-opt these organizations into the Palestinian security forces. So this is definitely a point of contention.
We're talking to NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.